Distilling the compounds that count. You're listening to Chemistry in its Element, brought to you by Chemistry World magazine.
This week, Rachel Burke is seeing red.
Anger, love, lust, power, sacrifice. The color red has symbolized them all. The story of one particular red dye has all of these elements and more. This dye's history is a prickly tale, and not just because it involves prickly pear cacti. Empires and monarchs, church leaders, tradespersons and tycoons, artists, all sought to control a particular red dye, a dye we now know as cochineal, carminic acid, or carmine. This dye was first utilized and mass-produced by the Aztec Empire, where the dye was known as nochesli, translated as blood of the prickly pear. Within the Aztec Empire, nochesli wasn't just a textile dye. It was used to paint the body, color foods, and was added to medicinal preparations. Nochesli production was big business, one that depended on hundreds of species of prickly pear cacti. But these cacti aren't the source of the dye. They're the host of the dye's source. Dactylopus coccus, also known as the cochineal insect. It's the females that spend their lives on cacti leaves, and it's the female cochineals that are packed full of red dye. Crushed dried insects can be used as powdered dye. A lot of crushed dried insects. It's been estimated that 70,000 female cochineals are needed to produce 1 pound of carminic acid dye. With the blood of the prickly pear, red is not our only option. Carminic acid is pH dependent, and we can tune the color of a dye bath by adjusting the pH. For a more orange red, we'll need to lower the pH. If we want wine red to violet, we'll need to increase the pH. What if we want to lock in carminic acid's red color, making a dye that's much less sensitive to pH? Chelation is the answer. Carminic acid forms complexes with aluminum and calcium to produce carmine. The chelate carmine is red over a much wider pH range and gives a more intense red than carminic acid. Carmine is not soluble in acidic solutions, but is soluble in alkaline solutions. Both carminic acid and carmine are permitted to be used to color foodstuffs in North America and Europe, with concentration limits in the parts per million range. Longtime use in a natural label hasn't shielded carminic acid and its chelate carmine from controversy. Back in 2012 in the U.S., some Starbucks customers were not happy to learn bugs were being used to dye their strawberries and cream frappuccinos, their strawberry and banana smoothies, or their red velvet whoopie pies. Many of these customers were vegetarian or vegan, so insects were not welcome in their diets. Starbucks wasn't hiding their use of cochineal extract. The Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, had required listing cochineal extract and carmine in food and cosmetics labels for a few years by the time Starbucks bug dye hit the news. Prior to the FDA rule, cochineal extract and carmine were lumped in with other natural coloring agents and didn't have to be specifically listed. Why did the FDA begin requiring cochineal extract and carmine labeling? It wasn't because of veganism and vegetarianism. It was reports of severe allergic reactions to cochineal extract and carmine-containing food and cosmetics. By ordering these dyes specified, the FDA sought to aid allergy sufferers. It was Starbucks listing cochineal extract for some fraps and snacks that caught the attention of ThisDishIsVegetarian.com, which made it known to its readers cochineal extract wasn't vegetarian or vegan. The bug dye angle got a lot of media attention. A petition was started, and soon Starbucks dropped what some would have called an all-natural dye for something different, but just as red. For frap, Starbucks went with tomatoes, lycopene. Though cochineal extract is out at Starbucks, carminic acid and carmine are still very popular. Next time you have an ingredient list handy, check see if the red you're seeing is the blood of the prickly pear. Unless knowing will bug you, of course.
Science writer Rachel Burke painting the town, or your food, red with the chemistry of carminic acid. Now, next week, a classic children's toy is brought back to life.
In the case of the silly putty, a viscoelastic substance that would, with time, flow like a very sticky liquid, but that became an elastic solid under pressure, so that you could bounce it like a ball.
Brian Clegg reveals the compound behind this variable chemistry of silly putty in next week's Chemistry in Its Element. Until then, thank you for listening. I'm Meera Senthilingam.
Chemistry in Its Element comes to you from Chemistry World, the magazine of the Royal Society of Chemistry, and is produced by thenakedscientists.com. There are more compounds that count on our website at chemistryworld.org/compounds.